and die.
Let's hear some music!
Close your eyes.
This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. John McDivitt's with us this morning. We're looking at the economy. Now, John, in terms of those positive export numbers, is that really a vote for the weak dollar? Is that what has been responsible, or at least in large part, for that?
Exactly. You can increase your buying power from sourcing from the United States. You can increase, that is, a company in Europe, a company in Asia, can increase its buying power by, in effect, sourcing out of the United States as opposed to many other places where they could go for those goods and where they could go for those services. That's why exports are doing as well as they are today.
Uh-huh. John, let me ask you about the consumer. They seem to be a resilient bunch given this whole situation. Anything about this whole consumer community that surprises you?
I guess you've said it there with how resilient they are. They haven't, as far as spending, they haven't gone negative. They did, however, only turn in a 0.1% increase in consumer spending during June, and that's the last reporting period. And matter of fact, that was reported on Tuesday of this week. So the consumer, despite those higher mortgage costs, despite the increase in gasoline, are spending, and that's one of the biggest things that surprised me. And not only did it surprise me to see the spending holding up, it surprised me even more when just a few days ago the consumer confidence index was at a six-year high. Now, this is reported by the Conference Board in New York, and it is just that's the biggest issue that I have found so surprising, was this increase in this consumer confidence. And as long as we have the jobs, and of course as soon as we go off, the Labor Department is going to be releasing its estimate of jobs, number of new jobs, and they're looking to be about the same increase as there was last month, which was roughly 130,000 new jobs, with unemployment staying around 4.5%. But the consumer is doing quite well. We seem to have some positive things about the back-to-school promotions, which seem to be running quite well. Matter of fact, if we take the first 6 months of 2007 and compare them to the first 6 months of 2006, clothing and accessories are up by 6.7%. Again, we still, in this digital age, in this new electronic communication world, we still go back to the old fundamentals in retailing. Did we have a good back-to-school promotion? And it seems like it's going very, very well. Now, on the other hand, building materials are down, and retail sales down about 2.5%, but furniture and home furnishing stores are up 3%. So I'd have to say, on balance, the retail sector is doing pretty well.
John, we've seen an increase in the minimum wage. Do you expect to see any results from that in the near term or the long term?
I really don't. Down here on St. Simon's, the signs are out for starting at McDonald's at $7.25 an hour. So I think most of the jobs, particularly as we move up into those jobs that are critical, those wages are going to be bid up. and the and there doesn't appear to be any fallout from this minimum wage increase. People are looking for other people to serve the public, and you only do that by attracting them with higher wages. And of course, we don't really see any spillover, any negative spillover into the rest of rest of the economy.
So a lot of the jobs we think of as minimum wage aren't really minimum wage jobs at all.
No, absolutely not.
Interesting.
No.
John, we need to pause here. Time for a break. My guest this morning is John McDivitt, former 3M corporate economist. He's looking at the economy for us. We're going to be right back. Stand by. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. John McDivitt's with us this morning, former 3M corporate economist. Does the fact that the minimum wage has been raised have any effects on those jobs above the minimum? Do they expect an increase, or is there an increase that somehow or another takes place because the minimum has been increased?
Well, you know, that is a good question. If it were a typical standard year of standard trend performance of the economy, and the labor unions were coming up for a big contract negotiation, I would say yes, that could serve as a basis to push up wages. But since the wage picture is so tight, and particularly in the auto industry, they're more focused on health care benefits than they are on wage increases. So I don't think it's going to have that same sting that it usually have. But wages will rise, of course, where those skills are needed. And the other thing is that we're going to see later on when this program ends, we'll probably still see the wage weighted around, or the unemployment rate at about 4.5%. If it drops any lower than that, then we could see a real scramble for people. But as long as it stays around 4.5%, I think we're okay on the wage front.
I gotcha. We're going to see a Fed meeting here shortly. What are your expectations, not only for this meeting, but other ones going forward?
Well, on Tuesday, the Federal Reserve will be meeting. How would we look at if we were giving him a grade? I think it would be B+. I think there's still some stretch there for the chairman to have a little clearer meaning in what he says sometimes. I think what has happened, Dave, that over the years we've been so enamored and so frightened and so taken by the words of Alan Greenspan that when Bernanke, when the chairman talks in plain economic English, we haven't quite caught up to that yet, and we're trying to look behind and say, well, what do we mean by that? And he's speaking very, very plain economic English, not this very, see how many words we can stretch together to make our sentence. He's it's going to take a little time for people to get used to him. And they haven't gotten used to him yet. But going forward, the Federal Reserve is going to be looking at inflation very closely, particularly if inflation is rearing its head through higher food prices, if inflation is rearing its head through a tight labor market, particularly, as we mentioned, if it comes in less than 4.5% or 4.4 or even 4.3%, that would be a warning alarm for the Federal Reserve. They don't like to see those kinds of things, and also they don't like to see when the capacity utilization rate in manufacturing goes beyond the long-term average, which is about 81%.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be vigilant. They want to grow the economy, but they also want to protect us against inflation.
The manufacturing sector, since you mentioned capacity utilization, how would you peg the health of that as we go forward?
Well, manufacturing is certainly the lifeblood of Dalton. As far as the outlook, the corporate profits are looking good for manufacturers, and manufacturers are really doing a very good job of holding down costs. Matter of fact, earlier this week, wages and salary forecasts came out along with the outlook and what we've seen so far, and the wages are coming in at about 3.3% above the year ago, above June of 2006, and certainly that income is going to provide retail sales and momentum for the economy. And up till now, the manufacturers have been able to keep that pretty much in tow. We've mentioned the weakness. We've taken a look at manufacturing and said, hey, you know, we're doing a reasonable good job of holding down costs, and this year manufacturing, the industrial production index should rise about 2%, and next year it gets better because of growth in exports, comes in at about 2.5%. So it's doing quite well, and all of this, of course, is going to be led by exports. Now, on the other side, on the not so nice thing of the industrial production in appliances, furniture, and carpeting, it was down 0.5% in June, the latest reporting period. And if we compare June of 2006 to June of 2007, appliances, furniture, and carpeting were down about 4.4%. So again, that's the spillover effect of the housing sector. And as I mentioned, one of the other things that's fairly strong in manufacturing is capacity utilization. Right now, it's running at 81.7, and that's good news, bad news. The good news is that factories are moving along, humming along quite well. The problem is that the Federal Reserve takes a look at the long-term average, and this is from 1972 to 2006, where the average has been about 81%. So this is 0.7%, and of course, in the life of the Federal Reserve, every 0.1% is important. 0.7 is even more important. So they're going to be watching quite closely that number just to make sure that it doesn't result in any inflationary impact.
John, we need to pause here. I need to get a message or two in. We're talking about the economy this morning with former 3M corporate economist John McDivitt. We'll be right back. This is Floor Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. John McDivitt's with us this morning, former 3M corporate economist. John, let me ask you about your expectations and forecasts going forward, third and fourth quarter housing, GDP, that kind of thing.
Well, as far as going forward is concerned, that housing picture obviously will remain in that 1.4 million range, both for this year and next year. And then finally, we see it improving a little bit more in 2009, and then finally back to trend in 2010. The expectations on GDP will, for the third quarter coming up, will be about 2.5% growth from the second quarter, and the fourth quarter probably about 3%. That is to coincide with even more improvement in the housing. And again, how can you not improve when you're running at 1.4 million? But the picture also for retail should be doing quite well, probably in the 5.5% to 6.5% range. That should be doing, because we're seeing good back-to-school promotion. And then finally, again, that housing start number in the 1.4 area. So all in all, I think we're looking at a fairly decent picture. Again, mindful of the fact that there are people that feel that we're not quite on the right track. But again, a recession doesn't come from people who don't believe we're on the right track. Even though it was a wonderful survey, 1,000 people were surveyed in the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. So we have to look at it and look at it closely. But right now, things are quite good.
Very interesting, John. Last question: what are you going to be focusing on going forward? What indicators?
Well, the one, if I could just boil it down to if I had to rely on just one indicator, it would probably be the Federal Reserve Bank in your old hometown, and that is the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. It publishes monthly what is called the Business Outlook Survey. And what's neat about this index is it is the first index produced by any of the Federal Reserve districts around the country. And it gives us a picture of what is happening in terms of investment, in mood, in sentiment. It gives us a picture of what is happening within manufacturing, what is happening in terms of plant and equipment spending. And for the next 6 months, right now, the latest survey is that they're looking for an increase in 6 months from now. They're looking for an increase in new orders and shipments. 50% of those people surveyed, about 50%, 51% are looking for prices paid for raw materials, semi-finished goods, and finished goods. So that's going to put pressure on margins, and about 25% are going to be increasing capital spending. What's interesting is that about 60% are not. So there again is that weakish tone to the economy, but their business outlook survey is quite good. In wrapping up here, when they asked the question, is your business in the second half, are you going to increase, and are you going to see an increase? Yes, almost half of them see an increase, but the majority of them seeing the increase of 1 to 2%. So that is a very sobering indicator, and if I said I just had to focus on one indicator, that would be the one that I would be looking at as we go forward.
Very good, John. John, always a pleasure having you on this program, and we appreciate it very much, and I know it's very informative, and we'll talk to you in about 30 days.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend, Dalton.
And you too, John. We've been talking with John McDivitt, former 3M corporate economist, now working in semi-retirement, and this is Floor Radio.